members of the House and Senate of the 53rd General Assembly.
The first baby boomers were just learning to walk when Governor William Beardsley went before a joint session of the legislature.
And I'm very happy at this time to introduce to you the poet laureate of Iowa, Mr. Ernest O. Osborne of Knoxville. Mr. Osborne.
A pharmacist by profession, the quaint philosopher recited his verse before the Iowa legislature and the U.S. Congress, including his partisan poetry.
Now I shall start out by telling you that I think I can qualify as a Republican.
While Governor Beardsley was also a Republican, Democrats had controlled the presidency for years, since Franklin Roosevelt defeated Herbert Hoover.
But not later than 3 weeks ago, I think it was, that I dreamed I went to Washington, D.C., to meet and greet the president and see what I could see. I dreamt I walked 100 miles. And knocked on every door, but not a soul bade me come in. No wonder I was sore. I was about to rave and rant and give up in despair when the sweet voice of Eleanor said, "Won't you have a chair?" Since I was weary, worn, and tired, with gratitude I wept, quite mindful she could change her mind before I could accept. I thanked her in a kindly way and said, "Dear Eleanor, it seems to me the Democrats are guarding every door." She pointed to my coat lapel. The light began to dawn. Lo, what a fool I found I had a Hoover button on.
Osborne had also written the words for a song dedicated to the designer of the Iowa flag, Dixie Gephardt. A contest was held to compose a tune that school children could sing, and Osborne liked Esther Clark's the best.
I should like to present the composer of the music, Esther Mae Clark of Oskaloosa.
She donated these recordings to the State Historical Society. The Iowa flag song was then performed, vocals by Mrs. Lyle Mitchell of Oskaloosa.
Flag of our home, flag of our soil, the land that we
today, the Iowa flag song is not entirely forgotten, but rarely heard, even though a resolution made it an official song of the state on March 24, 1949. For Iowa Public Radio, I'm Rick Fredrickson.